Bill Loper, who is the artistic director of Harmony, a Colorado chorale. You are doing a very interesting concert here in a couple of weeks, all centered around bullying in song.
That's correct. We, about a year or two ago, we started talking about what can we do to reach out to younger people. And we have been doing some school concerts the past month and dealing with high school kids. And one topic that is on everybody's mind in high school is bullying. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to help that situation? And so we have a concert to not solve the problem, but at least to look at different perspectives of it.
With some humor, I understand. And the Harper Valley PTA is one of the songs on the concert calendar for this thing.
Right. It's, you know, if we can look at something and laugh at it, that sort of diminishes the danger. It diminishes the hurt. And gossiping is certainly a form of bullying. So with Harper Valley PTA, we have a little skit. We have different characters who act out the song as the chorus sings along. So
that sounds great. This is in conjunction with Colorado Youth for a Change, Stanley Lake High School, and then the Gay-Straight Alliances from some other high schools. Tell us about Harmony, the chorale. It's 22 years old.
It is. It started in 1991, and it is an all-inclusive, non-auditioned LGBTSA chorus, and that stands for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgendered, and Straight Ally Chorus. So everyone is welcome. Anybody who would like to sing or serve on support is welcome to join us. And we are a member of Gala Choruses, which is a national organization of gay and lesbian choruses.
You have all these people who may or may not know how to sing. How do you bring that all together?
Just going to ask that. Because there's no audition, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, a lot of people are afraid to sing. And yeah. So even though, you know, if you can talk, you can sing.
Wow.
So what we do is we have some people who are trained musicians. They help the people who are not trained. I believe that everybody brings their strengths to the table, and we can capitalize on the strengths that everyone has. There doesn't have to be singing.
Yeah, if you've sung in the shower before, you know, everybody, you know, you can do it, right?
It's Monday night, 7 o'clock. So.
Okay, Bill.
So you rehearse going into this, and do how many concerts a year?
We do two major concerts a year. We did a holiday concert. Last year we did a tribute to Martin Luther King that featured Hazel Miller.
Wow.
And but generally two concerts a year. Once every while, we'll do a music theater production, and we're working on some type of musical theater production for next year.
This concert that centers on bullying is coming up Sunday, May 4th in Fort Collins, and Saturday, May 10th in Denver at the Messiah Community Church in Fort Collins at the Foothills Unitarian Church. And what kind of crowd are you expecting?
We hope to have the place packed. What has been really interesting with this process is when you talk about bullying, it brings up some uncomfortable feelings. And everybody that I have talked with one-on-one about this concert, they want to find out more information about it. And they also want to share a personal experience. And it's just been amazing. The school concerts, everything that we've been doing so far has just been amazing to see this happen.
And you say that, you know, bullying could end up sounding a little preachy, but you have managed to put together a program here that is fun.
Yeah. We know we can't solve everything. We know that all we can do is offer hope and awareness and self-empowerment and some humor.
Bill Loper, the artistic director of Harmony, a Colorado chorale, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Those concerts
coming up on May 4th and May 10th, and you can get more information at harmonychorale.org.
Yeah, and we'll also post a link on KUVO.org to the site as well. Bill, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you getting up and coming in.
My pleasure.